Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Last Saturday night, he had taken his baby girl through a whirlwind of emotions, sensations, gratification, and arousal which she still felt with each passing day and passing thought of the night that had been. In one night, he took her list of 10 greatest fantasies and completed them all. This story is titled Born in Her Fantasies, Built with His Hands, and it is taken from the book entitled 10 More Things to Do with Your Baby Girl on a Saturday Night. It is now the following Saturday night, and he has decided to do it all again, this time making her kneel in a corner and write down another list of 10 fantasies. She digs deep into the core of who she is, and to the center of her existence to create for her daddy 10 more things to do with your baby girl on a Saturday night. I hope you enjoy listening to it. And if you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Born in Her Fantasies, Built with His Hands, by Zorro Daddy. She sat on his knee, as naked as the day she was born. In many ways, it felt like every day with him renewed the heart that beat within her chest, and she was affected with a love and a life which felt newborn. In her mind, it was the perfect blend of fantasy and reality. Being a baby girl was her greatest fantasy, but being his baby girl was what was so great about her reality. Whether she was naked or dressed to the nines, big or little in thought, word, and deed, she knew she would always be his baby girl. He gently rubbed his hand up and down her back as he read over what she had written on the piece of construction paper now in his hand. Easing back into the reclining chair, the smile on his face made her feel good that what he was reading, he was also envisioning. She looked back at the corner of the living room where she had been made to kneel. But it wasn't for the sake of punishment that he put her there. It was for the sake of focus. She recalled her time in that corner from just a few minutes prior. In her left hand, he had placed 10 crayons, each of a different color. In her right hand, he had placed a white piece of construction paper and gave her simple instructions as to what she was to write. "I want another list of 10, baby girl," he said with a deep timbre that shot through her senses as she closed her eyes. "Would you like to make me another list of 10? "Yes, Daddy," she whispered in a breathy tone as he wrapped his arms around her from behind. "Your heart has many fantasies, doesn't it?" he whispered in her ear. "Yes, Daddy," she replied as she tightened her lips to control her breathing. "I want you to write them down," he instructed, "and give each its own color." "Yes, Daddy," she replied. "Do you remember the first list of 10? He asked, taking his right earlobe, her right earlobe, between his teeth. "Yes, Daddy," she said with short, steady breaths. "Tell me the first list of 10, he instructed, as his left hand trailed up her tummy, through her cleavage, and onto the front of her neck as he pinned her against his chest. She dropped the crayons and paper at his sudden aggression, nibbling on her bottom lip as his right hand traveled south between her legs. "Tell Daddy the first list of 10," he whispered in her ear. Humiliation, embarrassment, discipline, punishment, she began slowly as she reached up behind his head and drug her fingernails across the back of his scalp. Pain, denial, teasing, arousal. Her thoughts had drawn her back to the events of last Saturday night. The back door. And aftercare, she said, completing the first list of 10 as her back arched up at his wondering fingers. What night is tonight, baby girl? He said with a deep tone.
Saturday night, Daddy, she said in a breathy tone.
Would you like to make Daddy a new list of 10? He asked rhetorically.
Yes, Daddy, she answered him anyway.
Begin with the color red. Follow the rainbow, he instructed, as he placed two fingers at the bottom of her labia, tracing them along her lips and cupping her peach afterwards, and end with the color pink.
Yes, Daddy, she answered, before he placed her pacifier in her mouth. She bit down on the nipple and took it in.
You're a very good girl, and Daddy is very proud of you, he whispered, patting her between her legs before standing up behind her. And Daddy will be sitting across the room, waiting for you to crawl over to him with your new list of 10. Her mind returned to the moment and to her daddy's reactions as he read the list she created. Hearing him restate the list sent shivers up and down her spine. But it was when he took her chin in his hand and raised her eyes to meet the gaze of his own that she knew he understood why she had fantasies. Because reality was where she went to survive. Fantasy was where she went to live. He loved her madly and deeply. There wasn't anything he wouldn't do for her. And it wasn't the punishments her fantasies seemed to have thrilled him, but rather the places those punishments would take her in her thoughts, in her mind, and the headspace she remained within during. And it would be his thrill to take her there. All her life she had these fantasies, and she kept them to herself, hoping one day to find someone who could complete the desires of her heart she had always secretly and richly craved. She chose him, no one else. And he didn't take that lightly. Nor did he take for granted that the sub chooses the dom always. He walked her back the hallway to the bedroom, easing her down on her tummy on the bed. I'm going to state the fantasy, and I want you to tell me why, he said, removing the pacifier from her mouth and placing it next to her on the bed.
Yes, Daddy,
she said, waiting patiently for him to read the first fantasy. There was a bit of self-satisfying humiliation she felt in being forced to reveal the depths of the secrets of her heart. But she knew that short and little were her greatest commodities just then. And in the back of her mind, she could hear her daddy's words from so many wonderful encounters before. You only ever need to speak when Daddy asks you a question, at which point your answers are short and little. Other than that, the only words you need to commit to your soul and lips are
Yes, Daddy. The toy and the stranger's view? He questioned as he took out the clothing he would dress her in from the closet. I want to be forced to come for you in front of a total stranger, she said, silencing herself at the sound of her confession. I see. Breath taken away, he read from the paper as he sat her up and slid her arms into a white lacy bra and then a red tank top. She was a pert little thing, and he took notice, and he helped her arms into her tightest white button-down shirt. Breathless, she said softly. Without any ability to keep up with what is going on and what is happening to me. Not even being given the time to catch my breath. Gagged for broken skin? He read from the paper before buttoning the shirt up. I want to be spanked so hard that I bleed. And I want to scream into a ball gag as you're splitting me open, she answered, and then began nibbling on her bottom lip. Well, I like the sounds of that one especially, he admitted before reading the next fantasy. A collar? Really? Well, no explanation needed there. I was sort of hoping you would write that one down. He opened the nightstand drawer by the side of the bed and picked up the velvet choker inside it. He brought it around her neck, fastening it at the back and drawing it as tightly as possible. She touched the collar and looked across the room at the mirror above the dresser to see the word princess written across her throat in pink cursive letters. He attached a simple pink string to the collar, and from the end of that string dangled her pacifier, which he stored away neatly in her cleavage. He placed the paper next to her on the bed and put his arms behind her back, easing her down onto the mattress. Going down on Daddy? He asked, reading the next fantasy from the paper as he took out a simple leather strap from the nightstand drawer and the vibrating egg she had seen at the adult shop that they stopped at last Saturday night. She raised her head up, trying to see what else might be in this nightstand drawer, which she wasn't aware of, and also vowing to herself that she would be looking through all the drawers from now on to see what other surprises were there. He wrapped the leather strap around her waist, resting it snugly against her hip bones and buckling it into place in the front. And from directly below her navel on the strap, he attached a vibrating egg with another simple string that enabled him to place it against her labia. She shuddered at what would happen to her when he turned the egg on. If it was anything like the effect her pink toy had on her last time, tonight would certainly make her twitch at the right moment, in the right places, and for all the right reasons. Then he lifted her bottom, slid her diaper underneath her, and lowered her back down onto it, and he fastened her into that diaper just as tightly as he had done to her in the bowling alley bathroom a week ago. She remembered well how she nearly exploded with the vibrations. It seems those times would be good again. A simple black wraparound skirt was her only cover for the padded bottom she now sported. And he led her to the bathroom, where she began working on her makeup first and then her hair. Nipple torture? You want nipple torture? He asked, surprised by that fantasy entry. Yes, Daddy, she answered, tending to her eyes, going numb and, well, then coming back from it. Broken will, he read from the paper. "Mind fucking me into submission to you," she admitted. "An enema?" he read as she lowered her chin. "Yes," she said quickly, hoping he wouldn't want to know any more about her desires for that one. "The whispered differences between little and big," he read with a raised eyebrow. "And all the emotions that go with each," she added. "And finally," he said, while reading the last fantasy on the paper, "trapped headspace." "Yes, Daddy," she replied, making her last touch-ups to her hair as she turned to him, completed and ready to go. He stepped forward, and she walked into his arms, taking in his embrace and feeling the safety that he gave her. "Baby girl, we're going to do all of these fantasies, adding one at a time to your night. By the end, you'll be a happy mess, inside and out," he said. "One night of many more to come. Born in your fantasies, and built with my hands." "I like the sounds of that, Daddy," she said with a smile. "Let's go," he said as they headed for the door. It was early Saturday night. The sky was truly the limit for what she would experience, capped only by how far she was willing to reach for what she wanted the most. The end.